OldTimeRadioDVD.com has the greatest selection of classic old-time radio, TV, movies, and serials, and more. You owe it to yourself to come by our new site today, OldTimeRadioDVD.com.
Skeleton's back and Friday got him.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family watch.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Rod, how was your trip to Texas with Art Linkletter last Tuesday?
It was wonderful. Say, you look happy tonight.
Yeah, I am. I invested $500 and got me a new used car.
Now, what can you get for $500?
A Rookin. I drove the thing up the alley to park it in the garage, and one ash can nudged the other and says, "Look, there's one with wheels." Quite a car, though. Quite a car.
I've got to see it.
Well, it's stacked up outside here. Thing's so old, when I got licensed, I had to get upper and lower plates. When you can lay down in the back, you know?
Is it a convertible?
Huh?
Is it a convertible?
Oh, yeah, I can always get my money back.
I mean, does the top go up and down?
All the time. I like it because it's so affectionate, you know.
Affectionate?
Yeah, you see, there's no brakes on it. When you come to a stop street, you should see how it snuggles up to the other car.
Well, how's the pickup?
Well, it's much better than walking, but you could get there much quicker if you did. Well, I'm sorry I said that, brother. Please laugh quicker. The lights are fading my suit. No kidding. The car is so bad that you got to throw it in second to get over a pedestrian. I don't think of something.
Yeah. How is it on mileage?
Well, it's not too good, but I don't worry about the gas. I've got a Skelton credit card.
Oh, you mean a siphon hose and a 5-gallon can?
Read your own lines. No, not a siphon can. Hose and a can. I got a shovel and a bucket. It burns coal, you know.
Well, what kind of a car is it?
I think it's a Lincoln, the beard showing through the upholstery.
Well, I still can't figure out why you'd let anyone sell you a car like that.
Well, what do you mean? It's a good car. Only one thing I'm worried about. I can't get tires for a 1908 car, you know.
Well, are the tires bad, too?
Well, yeah, I'm practically flat on my rims.
Well, what are you going to do about tires?
Well, I tried tying tennis shoes on the back wheels.
Yeah. Didn't it work?
Yeah, but when I drive home late at night, it gives me the feeling somebody's following me.
Out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Hold your guitar there, gal. You aiming to give the impression that Tide gets clothes cleaner than just soap?
Deadeye, if you hadn't interrupted the gal, she'd have told you Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known.
Well, let me say oh, will you?
From your fussiest company linens down to your dustiest, dirtiest work clothes, Tide got your whole family washed cleaner. Because Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all this miracle cleaning power, Tide is safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. Perks them up amazingly. And when it comes to white things, shirts, pillowcases, table linens, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Tide gets them whiter, keeps them whiter, week after week, never turns them yellow. As Deadeye would say, the woods is full of washing products, but Tide and only Tide gives you this terrific combination. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is radio's newest sensation from the acclaim from the critics, that is. They're going to sing the Darktown Strutters Ball, the Four Nights.
I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. You better be ready by 8:30. Come on, baby, now don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts swinging. Just remember when we get there, honey. Two steps, we're going to have them all. Dance at both my shoes when they play the Jelly Roll Blues. That's tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters Ball. Let me tell you, baby, I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Be ready about 8:30. Oh, baby, don't be late. I wanna be there swinging when the band starts jumping. Just remember when we get there, honey. Two steps, we gonna have them all. Dance out both of my shoes. The band play the Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters.
I'll be down.
We got to get you in a wheelbarrow, honey.
Why?
Taxi cab costs too much money.
Yes.
Oh, baby, don't be late. I want to be there swinging when the band starts jumping. Just remember when we get there, honey, two steps, we're going to have them all.
Dance out both my shoes
when they play the Jelly Roll Blues.
Oh, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night at the Darktown Strutters Ball.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the story of a man who hates speeches at a banquet.
Hey, taxi, taxi!
Well, what do you want, man? Tell me, is the banquet over?
Huh?
Is the banquet over?
It is for me. They found me drinking out of the wrong punch bowl. I didn't know there was anything wrong until I saw the goldfish high and dry. Hey, drive me home, will you, cabby? You go where I am.
Sure. Why are you leaving so early, Willie?
Well, I don't like those long, drawn-out speeches, you know.
Yeah, I sympathize with you.
Yeah.
Some of those guys are windy old birds, all right.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Did you know that I went to a banquet once? And a guy got up and made a speech why Hoover should be reelected, and before he finished, Roosevelt was in for the third term.
Tell me, Willie, what happened tonight?
Well, at first I got in a little trouble with the chair lady, you know, the woman chairman there, you know. She couldn't quiet the crowd down. I tried to help her. This old dame wants to make a speech. Now, will the guy please hand over her teeth, the one that got him?
Maybe the microphone isn't on.
Here, let me test it. Here, testing, testing. Oh, oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King. Hello, hello. It's on. I don't know. They're a bunch of rude people. I'll quiet them down. Hand me that bottle of champagne there. That did it. I want to make a little speech myself. Gentlemen and ladies.
Oh, please, Mr. Lumplump. Address the meeting correctly. It's ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah?
Certainly. Ladies are always before gentlemen.
On what bus?
Mr. Lumplump, please sit down. You're a disgrace to this gathering.
Well, so what? I got something important to say. Something real important.
Well, what is it?
Hmm?
What is it?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, do you have an announcement or not?
Yeah, I got it written down here on this tablecloth. I'll just have to
take it. Oh, no, don't pull that tablecloth. You'll smash all those dishes.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Well, I hate to admit it, but you're right.
Give me that microphone.
Oh, don't strain at your choker, will you? All right, two characters, I have an announcement to make. Due to the fact that Monday comes on Tuesday, this Wednesday, our regular Thursday meeting will be held on Friday than Saturday because Sunday's a holiday and I can't.
Was anybody there making the political speech?
Yeah, there was one big bloke, and that's when we broke it up. He wasn't very well liked here.
Senator, do you remember me?
Oh, let me see. Could you give me a little hint? Could you give me a hint?
I was your first wife.
Oh, how stupid of me.
How stupid of me.
Yeah. How are you, my dear? How's your mother?
My mother. You know about my mother?
Oh, of course. She's still living with me. When you sued for separate maintenance, you got the house. I got the custody of your mother, remember?
How come you got into politics?
Well, it happened during the Depression. It was either go to work or into politics. You know me. I take the hard way.
Did you notice? I'm wearing your campaign button.
Well, lift your head. Your chin's covering it a little there.
Are you insinuating that I have a double chin?
Oh, no, my dear. You'd only have one chin. It just unfolded on you, Zon.
Oh, before you start your speech, can I get you anything?
Yeah, put some water on the table, will you?
You mean to drink?
No, I'm going to stop every 15 minutes and rinse out a few things. Hurry up and announce me. I got to catch a train. I got to get back to Washington.
My, you must be an important man these days.
Yeah, the investigating committee thinks so.
Are you on it?
No, they're on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I now give you a man you have all been waiting to meet.
Yeah, up a dark alley somewhere.
A man you have heard a lot about.
Yeah, but tell him it's all lies. I'll explain everything at the investigation.
I give you Senator Blowhard.
Well, won't somebody join me? My friend, before I make my speech, I'd like to say a few words. If I'm elected, I want you to know I'll be one of the best politicians that money can buy. I intend to conduct my campaign a little different. I don't intend to stand here and throw mud at my opponents. He's a fine man. A mighty fine man. Only thing I can't understand is why he runs around with other women and neglects his children so. I got something to say, folks, and I'm going to say it too, just as soon as I find it here. I got it here too. I'm delighted to be here in your beautiful city, where visitors are greeted with outstretched arms.
Ah, drop dead, you bum.
A city that welcomes strangers.
Get out of town, sourpuss. You're curdling the cream of our society.
Tourists.
Hurry up and finish so we can fumigate.
All I ask you to do is to use your right to vote. And if you vote for me, I hope you use it 4 or 5 times if you care.
Before we start paying our exterminator overtime.
You taxpayers. I'm here to tell you about our party's platform. In fact, I may be here for a few weeks. Ooh. But I doubt it.
Let's hear about your platform.
I'm for labor. I'm for capital. I'm for the middle classes. And above all, I'm for Mother's Day. Yes, sir, you put me in office and I'll put a mother in every garage. Prosperities will be everybody's. Not only will one night be Saturday night, but every night Saturday night. That's without bad. Not only will a few with money be able to paint the town red, but all of us paint the town red.
I got news for you, Doc. The few things that are painting the town red now ain't got a chance because too many of us like the white and blue paint that goes with it.
Here.
Hey, you big ham. Here's something to go with you.
Ooh, who threw that egg?
Please, I think you'd better sit down, Mr. Blowhard. They're throwing things.
No, sir. I've got freedom of speech over here. Joe said I was to use it, too. Yes, sir, and I'll use it by all the power that's infected it, injected in me.
Here, take that.
Here, stop that. Please, friends, if you're going to throw eggs, take them out of the chickens first.
And now David Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra will play Sunrise Serenade.
Thank you, Dave Rhodes. When you buy a wash day product, it's pay your money and take your choice. And what a wide, wide choice you have. Soaps, suds, discoveries, all sorts of products. Confusing? Not at all if you remember one thing. Tide is different from anything else you can buy. Procter & Gamble's Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide not only leaves your clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all this miracle cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. White things? In hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide gives you suds galore, even in hardest water. Oceans of suds that look and feel different. Different suds from different Tide. Tide, the only wash day product known that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Have you ever tried to keep a secret from a youngster? Well, it's almost impossible. And sometimes it can be embarrassing, too, especially if it's Junior, the mean widow kid.
Loreen, dear, you'd better hurry or you'll be late for work.
Oh, I dread going to work today, Mother. It's the beginning of the store's big fall sale. Oh, where's Junior? Junior!
Yes, kiddo?
Come kiss Mother goodbye. I'm going to work now.
Okay, okay. Okay, pucker up, pucker up.
Mm. Oh, goodness, you smeared my lips.
Well, look, you smeared me chocolate frosting, too.
Oh, look at my face.
Boy, you
got chocolate from ear to ear. Mother, why do you let him lick your frosting bowl so early in the morning?
I didn't let him lick the bowl. In fact, my frosting isn't done yet. Oh, I got a newsflash, kiddo. It's done and gone. We'll discuss that later, Junior. Okay. Oh, now you look all right, dear. Hurry or you'll miss the bus. Oh, you miss your bus. Goodbye, dear. Bye, Junior, dear. And I will probably see you this afternoon.
Yes. Oh, no, Mother, please. You must not bring Junior to my department.
But why? Yeah, why?
It's a new rule at the store. No salesperson who has a youngster is permitted to work there.
No kidding.
It's a part of their new juvenile delinquency program.
Say to you, Hal.
And if Mr. Fishplace, the manager, finds out that I have a CHILD, it's curtain.
CHILD, huh? So that's how you spell brat, huh?
Oh, there's my bus. Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. Watch out for me, roller skate. Get up, get up. Well, look at her sitting there talking to a roller skate. Get up. Run, you'll miss the bus.
Hurry,
run.
Hurry, what? You'll miss the bus.
Hurry.
Hurry. Did she make it?
Her head did. The rest of her's running along the side of the bus there.
What? Oh, Junior, why do you frighten me? She got on the bus.
I know. I'd just like to see your eyeballs pop out, Junior. Oh, boy, how mothers brood over their widow broods, you know.
Well, come on now. Let's get cleaned up, Junior. Now, take you shopping with me.
Oh? You going to take some money with you, or are you going to wear the coat with the loose sleeves again?
Don't talk about me as if I were a shoplifter. Now, let's get to the store before the best things are all picked
okay,
over.
Yeah, good.
Junior, where are you?
Oh, if you don't watch him, every second he disappears.
Can I help you, madam? I'm the store detective.
Oh, yes, please. I've lost my little grandson.
He couldn't by any chance be in one of your loose sleeves.
No.
Well, don't worry, madam. I'll find him. I'll have him back with you inside of 10 minutes.
Couldn't you make it 20? I'll go with you.
Oh, good. Now, where should we start looking for him?
Well, let's go down this aisle here, where all the people are rubbing their shins. He'll be around there someplace.
Now, wait. The elevator's just coming down. I'll ride up to the lost and found department and see if they know anything about
it. All right.
Boy, I never had so much fun with a hat pin in all me life.
It must be him. Come with me, son.
Yeah, not so fast, fat boy. Not so fast. Boy, my mummy told me never to go with strangers who offered me candy.
Not offering you any candy.
You will when I put the pressure on you.
I've got him, lady. Little boy, don't you know it's dangerous to carry a hat pin around like that?
I know, but nobody crowded me when I was on the elevator, boy.
Junior!
Hey, Junior. Nemo, you found me just in time. This big blimp was trying to kidnap me.
He's the star detective.
Oh, a detective. And well, in that case, I'll just kick him in the shin.
Oh, now, what did you do that for? Suppose I was the floor walker, what would you have done?
The same thing. I got a one-track mind.
Junior, stop that.
Goodness.
Stop that. What have I told you about kicking people with your new shoes on? Thank you, officer, for helping me.
Yes.
It's quite all right.
Quite all right.
Well, goodbye, little boy.
Hello.
Let me know when you rob your first bank.
Yes.
Junior, did you have to kick that nice man in the shins?
Yes.
Why?
Got short legs, couldn't reach any higher.
Well, from now on, you stay with me.
Okay, I stay with you.
Oh, look. They're having a sale on slacks.
Well, wait for me. Wait. Now, where did she go through the people? I can't see. What does she want with slacks anyhow? They won't look good on her. She ain't fat enough to wear them. Now, what can I do with me widow self here all alone? Oh, well, look. There's the notion counter. I'll just go over. Maybe I'll get a notion. I'm going to do the notion. Well, look who's behind the counter. Me mummy. I better pretend I don't know her or she'll lose her job. Oh, lady.
Yes, little boy. Junior!
Yeah, yeah, me! Please, don't get so familiar with your customers, please.
Now, I told your grandmother not to bring you here.
Why, don't you love me anymore, Mommy?
Of course I love you, Junior.
No, you don't. You don't want me around because you don't love me anymore.
Yes, I do, darling.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. But you see, this store has a rule.
No rule.
And if I want to keep my job, nobody must know that you're my child.
You just don't love it. How much is it worth to you for me to keep my mouth shut?
Now, look, you can't bribe me. Huh? And you just wait until I get you home.
Here, now, don't you...
Oh, dear!
What's the matter? What's wrong?
Here comes the store manager, Mr. Fishplace.
Oh.
Oh, here, Junior, here's a dollar. Pretend you don't know me.
Oh, I wouldn't take you money. I was only fooling, Mummy.
Then give that dollar back.
I ain't that much of a fool.
Anything wrong, Doreen?
No, Mr. Fishplace, no? Nothing at all. I was just waiting on this nice little boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You are a fine young man. Where's your mother?
Out looking for the stork with a shotgun. Should I tell him where my mother is?
No. Mr. Fishplace, I happen to know that this little boy came here with his grandmother.
Yes.
Oh, in that case, where is your grandmother?
She's
son?
In the book department.
Oh, she's literary.
No, she's a bookie.
Junior.
Hoda Finnish Felton, they calls her. Would you care to lay a couple of bucks on some pig in the third at Pimlico? Sardine boy?
His name is Fishface. Fishface!
Well, I'm not here to strike up new friendships. I want to buy something.
Doreen, will you take care of the little boy?
I certainly will.
He don't mean that way. He don't mean that way.
Very well. Little boy, what is it you want?
I'd like to buy something for me, Mummy.
Oh, now that's sweet.
Yeah.
What, for instance?
Oh, maybe some bobby socks with some bobby pins to hold them up with.
Well, what size stocking does your mother wear?
Well, does you have anything that'll fit a ball bat?
What?
Yeah, you just stand a baseball bat on a surfboard and you got the right size, boy.
Just wait until I get you home.
Shh, careful. Old Fish Face is looking. Old Fish Face is looking.
Well, maybe you just better take the bobby pins.
Yes, I'll take the bobby pins. Would you wrap them as a gift, please?
Now, look, this is a little ridiculous.
Oh, it is, huh? You better wrap it as your gift, boy, that bobby pin pack, or this place is going to smell from broken perfume bottles.
Don't touch that sack of bottles. I'll wrap the package of pins.
Good, that's better. On second thought, you better wrap them separately. It's more fun when you get a lot of packages, you know. And on third, I'll take some of that perfume over there. I'll get it right there. I'll get
Will
that
you
for
get
her.
Out of here?
No, I want that bottle of perfume, the one at the bottom of the stack
oh,
right
no!
there.
Oh, no!
Get the airwick, quick! Get the airwick!
What's happened over there? Little boy.
You are.
I think we'd better find your grandmother.
You don't have to.
Oh, I knew it. The minute I heard that crash. Well, Lorraine, aren't you going to punish the boy?
Why, madam, why should I?
Well, you're his mother, aren't you?
You're his what?
Oh, what have I done?
You let the cat out of the upset apple cart, blabbermouth.
Hold on enough, you lose your job. You told on
you get up off the floor. Somebody might step on you and sprain their ankle.
What's this about you being the boy's mother?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, no. She's never seen this child before.
Mamma, you better hurry and think of something fast because old Feast Snoot here is going to fire her and you'll have to go back to your old job in television as a stand-in for Gorgeous George.
Well, I'm waiting for an answer.
My good man, you don't think this girl could be this boy's mother, do you?
Well, now that you mention it, they do look a lot alike.
Oh, we does we? Well, smarty pants, then which one of us has the Tony?
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day miracle, Tide.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Listen to The Life of Riley coming on.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.